Another hour on a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind is underway. Hello, folks, with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. This is the place where you come to tell us what's on your mind. As I always say, we want to live that so much. It's the name of the show. That's how much we want to know. What's on your mind? We just put it right there in the title of the program. So, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Couple things on my mind that I'll share briefly before we get back to your calls to tell us what's on your mind. And by the way, bottom of this hour, we'll talk with Judy Estenson. She is the other challenger for the nomination for Ag Commission this weekend. You heard from Doug Goring last hour, Judy Estenson next hour. That's the race everybody's watching this weekend in Minot as Republicans gather there. So we'll chat about that coming up on the program. There is an effort underway to gather signatures to put a ballot question before voters this November by a group called North Dakotans for Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks. I love this name. Todd, are you going to form the North Dakotans for Dirty Water group?
Yeah. Dirty water, yeah, dirty, I think, air, you know, yeah.
Yes, because
serving,
I think there's a lot of folks that
obviously serving our elderly, all those, of course, yeah.
But what North Dakotans for Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks want is actually a lot of money, a lot of money. They want to skim the oil tax money, and they're gathering signatures to put that question on the ballot. And so we asked the question, have you signed, will you sign? I have to tell you that I normally have of the opinion, my knee-jerk reaction will always be, you know, if somebody says, will you sign this so we can put this question on the ballot, my answer would be yes, because that's democracy, right? It would be, yeah, well, let voters decide that. Put it on the ballot, and whether I agree or disagree with it, it's an opportunity for voters to go thumbs up or thumbs down. Now, you may remember when NDSU president or NDSU students got into a little bit of trouble, some NDSU students, because they were fraudulently adding signatures and names that didn't exist, and this is the same group. At the time, this particular group said, we sort of learned our lesson. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to have volunteers do this, grassroots folks, and we're not going to pay anybody to go out and get signatures because that's what happens when you do that. And a story on the Say Anything blog suggests that, in fact, now they are, despite the promises to rely on volunteers, again, paying folks to gather signatures. So they're breaking a promise. That combined with the fact that I think this is a really bad idea, personally. I think if I were asked to sign this, I would say no, because this is not a grassroots campaign, folks. This is not about, hunters and sportsmen wanting clean water, wildlife in parks in North Dakota. In my view, what this is, and feel free to disagree here, what this is an effort to empire build, for lack of a better term. It's to skim off money, to go out and buy a bunch of land and prop up organizations. It isn't to enhance, the average North Dakota outdoorsman to make North Dakota outdoor life better. And it's not grassroots. So I think I might violate my own rule here if I were asked and not even put it on the question, because these guys are they're spending a boatload of money and they're going to go out there and try and use this idea that, hey, we're North Dakotans for clean water, wildlife, and parks. And, you're for clean water, aren't you? You're for the wildlife. You're for the parks, aren't you? Well, you're going to vote yes with us. Kind of crazy. How do you react when you're asked whether to vote for these things? Be kind of curious. Folks, let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And one of our normal or not survey questions we've not had a chance to get to yet today is the news that, according to a new survey, only 25% of people used their paid vacation in 2013. Why would that be? Why would you not use your paid vacation? Todd, can you think of any reason why you wouldn't use your Your paid vacation?
So much to do at work and stuff. You know, I was one of those guys that for years was given back a week and a half, 2 weeks and stuff just because there was just so much going on at work. I mean,
see, that's a strong work ethic, and I've been in the same boat. You know, I mean, many times I've seen it go away, and now as a business owner, there's no such thing as paid vacation anyway, right? Or vacation period.
Every day's a holiday working when you own the place, right? Yeah, there you go.
You're working 24/7 and thinking 24/7 and going that route anyway. I'd like to think that more folks are in the camp that you are, that just have a strong work ethic here, and that's why they don't use it. But I think, honestly, it's more of an indictment of a really bad economy. It's people saying, you know, if I leave and somebody else does my job, then am I going to lose my job? Hey, I can't really afford to go on a vacation anyway. I'm guessing that's why the vast majority of this is
can't afford it, need the money, need to work. Yeah, oh, no doubt.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess when you got a paid vacation, it's really not whether or not you can afford it, right? Because you're going to
put
your feet
up. But not everybody's in that boat. I mean, you know, if you are hourly, then perhaps you don't have that luxury, so that's some people. But yeah, I mean, if it's a paid vacation, but then again, okay, you're back to the can you afford to take the vacation? Or maybe there's just too much going on at home to be able to get away, too.
Anyway, there's just a couple of the issues we're chatting about today, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Let's go to Aberdeen, South Dakota, and Gary's next up here on What's on Your Mind. Gary, take it away.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to make a comment on this 10 million mostly Hispanics that want to get into the United States and have citizenship. In 1926, the Native American people of America finally got citizenship. And they fought in World War I for the United States without being citizens. And I think also before then, they fought on the side of America, you know, before being citizens. And I think they paid their dues in order to get their citizenship. And for these people to come in 10 million strong and wanting to be citizens, I just think that's kind of wacko. Way back, I met a World War I veteran, American Indian man. He was in France in World War II at the age of 14. And he said that his brother died in his arms on the battlefield in France. So I'm just, you know, kind of just thinking out loud here that, you know, the audacity of somebody wanting citizenship just like that versus the Native American people, indigenous people to this country, finally getting their citizenship in 1926. So that's my comment. I just say it in love. I don't say it in any malice or anything like that. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Appreciate the call. Gary, thanks. We want to know what's on your mind. You tell us, Gene in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Gene.
I agree with Gary's call that you just had. But anyway, that's not what I called about. I guess I'm for dirty water. There were two college students at the Valley City Winter Show getting signatures for this petition, and I would not sign it. So that in caused a little discussion at the table there, and the young lady, she got kind of irate. She was able to hold it in, but she didn't handle it very well that I did not sign her petition. So I went home and I copied off some articles about Agenda 21 and the lease agreements with NRCS. And then I brought them back, and I came back the next day. You know, you give somebody homework, you have to check to see if they've done their homework. The next day, she was a little more cordial. We've got enough of this stuff set aside. North Dakota's got enough money set aside. We need to keep some land in control of private landowners. Otherwise, someday somebody's going to say, pass the potatoes, then there isn't going to be any.
Yeah, well said, Gene. Not to mention, I think North Dakotans have a good handle on this, and this is anything but a North Dakota effort. This is about, you know, Ducks Unlimited and some of these big national groups seeing a pot of money and seeing a way to empire build. That's what it is, and buy up land, and you're exactly right. So I'm with you. So somebody else decided not to go along. Appreciate the call, Gene. Let's go to Napoleon. Brett, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Yeah, hi. I actually have two different comments on two different topics. First of which, let's go start off with the SU group. I'd rather drink dirty water than drink Kool-Aid. That's my opinion. I mean, they learned well from Acorn, you know. And then my other comment was on that vacation hours not being used. My roommate's dad works for the gasification plant, and he was almost forced to take a month off around Christmas. That's exactly what he did, and he still, you know, had so many hours built up that he ended up losing them anyway.
Did he? When you say forced, is it just the case of the guy didn't like vacation? He's just happy to work and got a strong work ethic.
It's the fact that they need so many operators there, and he simply cannot leave.
Just essential to the job. Yeah, that may be part of it too, especially in North Dakota. Brett, appreciate the call. Dave, you're next. What's on your mind? Let us know.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan, the manager, is on the phone. And Megan, I understand you have some brand new hours for spring. Tell us.
Yep. Starting April 6th, we will be running 24/7.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Any need to call for an appointment or just come on in?
Nope, it's first come, first serve, so just head on in and just feel free to call us, though, for wait times.
Two heated bays, call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash, truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley. A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Million Americans listen to radio every single week, and we're glad you're listening to us on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota, and we love hearing from you. 800-228-0550 from the studios of 550 K-Fire with KCJB in Minot, and AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, booming to the Bakken on KTGO and KLTC in Dickinson as well. Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, where you can get the 4-for-4 deal. Starting to get a little hungry? Starting to feel that little hunger pang? Well, hey, how about this deal? Single-topping, personal pan, hot stuff pizza. Love those hot stuff pizzas. 20-ounce Fountain Pop and your choice of two cookies all day, every day, four for four. That's right, at PetroServe USA locations. Helping America fuel better, too. You can fill up with lots of choices. Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wahpeton, the Minnesota side, Dilworth, Glendon, Bemidji, and obviously Moorhead as well. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you for that four for four deal. All right. What's next here? Let's see. Dave's on the road. Traveling and, most importantly, listening to what's on your mind. Dave, welcome to the program.
Yes. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning to you.
You know, I was listening to that gentleman a while ago talk about getting rid of Democrats. Democrats ain't all the ones to blame. It's everybody. It's all of them. Republicans, Democrats, independents, Tea Party, morons, and the rest of them. What they ought to do is put all the congressmen, senators, and representatives and all that for a four-year term, the president nationally, eight-year term, because he can't get nothing done in four. And this president here, I voted for him first time, figuring he might do what he said he was going to do, but apparently he only did nothing, actually, pointed out. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. My opinion is they ought to just elect a person for 4 years and let them do what they want to start. And if by the end of 4 years it has completed, let the person take their place that has the same ideas, the same genders, let them do it. That's my opinion. But, you know, everybody's got one. So, I mean, you know, the government's gone pot. I mean, the last honest Democrat or whatever I remember was Ike Eisenhower and John Kennedy. Those two guys was something else. But the ones nowadays, all they want to do is fill their pockets, just like those highfalutin CEOs and all that's making $5-10 million a year doing nothing but sitting on their can and talking on a telephone and watching TV. So you could either air that or, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Eisenhower was a Republican. I think you said he was a Democrat. But I let me just test your theory a second. But basically what you're saying is you think the cure here is term limits. That
right.
No matter who gets in, Republican or Democrat, they have a limited term. And that's the answer, right?
Right.
And you know, I've kind of come to that conclusion as well. I know we've been debating that going back to I remember the Republican sweep of 1994 with the Contracts with America. Was one of the things that they put in place, and it ultimately didn't happen. And I believe if you know we're to get this country back to its sweet spot, it's going to take a viewpoint of, returning to the views of the Founding Fathers. And
right.
The Founding Fathers were all about citizen legislators. You know, look, I'm a shop owner, I'm a banker, I'm a blacksmith, I'm a farmer, and I'm going to, for the good of my country, for the good of my state, go serve, do my time, go back to, doing what I do to make a living. And we've gotten away from that into career politicians, and certainly term limits would be one fix for that. Now, the argument against term limits is that you and I, Dave, and everybody else have the power of term limits every single time there's an election. But I guess the way they've put all these districts together where you're in safe districts, and they found a way around that particular system.
Yeah,
mostly from gerrymandering and money too. Although I don't so much have a problem with quote unquote money in politics, in that I want to know who gave Dave money if you're running for office. I like full disclosure. I don't necessarily think that money in and of itself in a campaign is bad. It means you support that particular person, but I want to know about it, right? Because it tells me a lot about what they're doing. But I think your frustration is what a lot of people have right now. The system's broken. But I don't spend a lot of my energy anymore, and there was a time I did, directing my ire at a particular individual. I think it's more about, how many people are actually engaged? How many people are actually paying attention to the issues? Obamacare or any of the other things that you brought up. Isn't that the big problem?
There's Obamacare. With Obamacare, they want you to buy national insurance, okay? All right, what happens to the working person? Well, matter of fact, what happens to the person that's not working that has to get insurance but can't pay for it? You know, like the ones that's on welfare, the ones that's unemployed. And then you got the school closings. All right, there's teachers right there out of a job. And they're talking all this big money about parks and things and all that stuff. Put that
where
money.
Are they, where are they closing schools? Not in North Dakota. We're adding schools.
They're closing up there in Washington, Oregon. I'm from the northwest corner. They're closing them up there in Washington, California, Oregon, all those states up in that area, East Coast. I've been driving for 40-some-odd years, okay? And I've seen everything from coast to coast, north to south, the whole nine yards. And what it is, all it boils down to is money. If they don't have money, they ain't going to do nothing. But when they get the money, it don't go to what they want it to go for. They put it in their pocket so they can make themselves noticeable, where people can see who they are. Big deal. I misrepresented a while ago about Ike Eisenhower. He was a Republican. I did mention him as a Democrat, and I apologize for that to the Republicans. But John Kennedy was a Democrat. Those two guys are the ones I started, you know, listening to, both of them. I mean, I'm just voicing my opinion, but the way I look at it, if a person tells me he's going to do something, I expect him to do it. If he doesn't do it in the first 2 years he's in office or 4 years, I don't vote for him again. The heck would he?
Yeah.
He lied to me.
Why do you think more people? Why do you think more people don't do that? I think in the case of President Obama, it's because they want stuff. You know, give me.
It's always to get the gimme racket. Like I said, it's a gimme. Everybody wants the money in their pocket, in their hand, so they can go out and buy their wife a car or a truck or a house or whatever.
Granted,
I don't have to buy my wife a house. You know,
I think we have a battle right now in this country between takers and makers. Makers who say, I want to affect my own lot in life. I want to roll up the sleeves and do whatever it takes. And a group of folks that say, you know, what are you going to do for me? Where's my free health care? Where's my free phone? Where's my, cradle to grave? Come on, government, you know. and that's the battle. I think that's bigger than any one politician or any one party. I think it really takes a return to the roots and the way of thinking of the founding fathers in this country, in my view. Dave, appreciate the conversation. Enjoyed it a great deal. Let's squeeze John in here quickly. John, you got about half a minute before a break. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, John. Take it away. Got a half a minute.
Oh, cool. First thing I'd like to say is I agree with the last guy, your term limits, but you vote, you get what you vote for. And if somebody's going to promise you free stuff, a lot of the younger kids in this country are all lazy and they want to sit at home and not work. They're going to vote for the same people over and over. And it's just you get what you vote for. As far as Gary goes about the 10... all the people coming in, I agree with them. They should not get a pass of citizenship just because they're in the country. The one thing I do not agree with him on is the fact that there are no Native Americans. It's a politically correct term. The actual.
John, appreciate the call. Up against the clock. More coming up, folks, on What's on Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Well, my good friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, have outdone themselves with a great deal for Scott Hannon listeners. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott will get you, get a load of this, 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off private bowling, which is a blast in the Chase's Bowling Alley, and free breakfast each morning of your stay now through the end of April. That's right. You stay any Sunday through Thursday, you'll get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off bowling, and free breakfast every morning of your stay at Chase on the Lake. Here's all you need to do. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. By the way, check out all the spa treatments in the Compradora Veda Spa. The body wraps, the massages, the pedicures, the manicures, the spa packages. 50% off. Take your pick. It's a great deal. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to reserve yours now. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Examples from the Ag Commissioner, they had to bring D.C. bureaucrats out here to show them why they're wrong. Not only is that expensive, it proves they're trying to regulate things they know nothing about. All the more reason to keep government away from our health care. Right, Heidi?
Thank you.
Bye. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And referring to our conversation last hour, I guess, with Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, had a call from a listener who said, you know what, you need to take on the EPA head on. Take her on, head on. And her being, because I guess Gina McCarthy is the head of the EPA, her being the entity of the EPA. And that's an issue that has been part of this race. And, you know, Doug Goring said he's going about this. He's going about this the right way. We're going to ask Judy Estenson, who's the challenger for the Republican nomination this weekend's convention, the same thing. Judy, you there? Oh, okay, we're getting Judy on the phone here, so she'll join us momentarily. But if, by the way, if you have any questions or comments, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. Welcome your questions and or comments for Judy Estenson. Last hour, Doug Goring. This hour, Judy Estenson. Again, it's the race. Everybody's watching at the Republican convention this weekend in Minot. There's other things going on. There is an attorney general's race. I mean, they're going to be getting a public service commission member there and a secretary of state, Al Jager, running for reelection. You know, I guess you got a couple of new faces, new to the ballot at least, in Ryan Rauschenberger, tax commissioner. Julie Fedorchuk at Public Service Commission, and then this Ag Commission race, what everybody's really going to be watching this weekend. But the top of the ticket, Congressman Kramer, and some other races as well. Judy Estenson is here, joins us now. Hello, Judy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
We had an off-air comment from a caller that we just played a moment ago talking about a conversation we talked about with your opponent, Doug Goring, last hour, based on a call that came in from a listener saying, more needs to be done in North Dakota to fight the EPA head on. Doug went on to explain some areas that where he'd done that. I'm curious what your position is on that as well. I mean, does more need to be done from the Ag Commission post to fight the EPA on behalf of North Dakotans?
Well, I think that absolutely is true. I think everybody knows that we need to hold our ground as much as we can. My candidacy, Scott, has been all about protecting North Dakota. Being the guardian, not just for agriculture, but North Dakota in general. I guess I look at the future and I want it to be a great future. I think about how we grew up or how my parents grew up, and they had so much opportunity and so many dreams. And we all know if the role of government is not kept in its proper place, it continues to grow. And the more regulation we have, the more freedoms we lose and the bigger government gets. And I want the next generation, my kids, your kids, and everyone out there, to to have the same opportunity that people came to the United States for in the first place. So I think we really need to strongly fight every single, and the EPA is not the only one. There's others as well. And though I'm not, you know, the job of the commissioner necessarily isn't to legislate or to make law, but it certainly is to stand up and be heard about those issues and to, you know, to put a stop and influence as much as they can.
And the sense from the callers on this have been they want more fight. Do you take exception with Doug Goring's position that he is fighting the EPA? He cited a couple of examples. Is there enough of a fight from the current commissioner, or what would you do differently?
You know what? I don't like to go back and look at history. I wasn't there. You know, it's so easy for a candidate to just say all sorts of things about I would have done. And you know what? I wasn't there. My promise, and I've made very few promises in this candidacy, but my promise has been that I would do everything I could to protect North Dakota. And I can stand by that promise. I know I can because I'm committed, and my integrity will always allow me to do that. But I'm not going to go back, and I wasn't there. And you know what? I don't like this. You know, what would you have done different? Because I think it's easy to say what you would have done differently when you weren't there. But I can tell you what I will do going forward, and that's what I'm trying to base this candidacy on.
When you talk to the delegates about this race, obviously you're in the case of challenging a incumbent that's there, and that's somewhat unusual. That's why everybody's watching this particular race. Obviously, you're contrasting yourself. Yeah, and I respect the fact you're saying, hey, let's not look back, let's look forward. But what do you tell, you know, the delegates about what you would do differently? Where are the strongest differences of policy, for instance, where you're going to bring a different approach to the
You know what? I'll tell you what, Scott. There's a couple things that I know of, and I feel fairly confident telling you a couple things that I know I would have done differently. I know that I have a very, very strong sense about what happened when we had the bill 2211 come in and we sat down at the table with the Humane Society of the United States. I know that I would have recognized how dangerous those people are and that to give them a crack or a foothold in this state is never going to be the end or enough. They're always going to be coming back. We needed to hold our ground strong on that. I went against that bill. I testified at the legislature against that bill because I felt so strongly about it. Now, I don't know if our commissioner was really believing that it wasn't that dangerous to North Dakota. My guess is that's probably what he thought. I see it very differently. I see every time we make more regulation and we make more law that somebody can come against us, there's always unintended consequences. I don't believe it's ever without unintended consequences. I think most laws have unintended consequences. So I very much disagreed with him. I'm glad the bill was greatly modified. I wish we wouldn't have had one at all. The second thing is I've recently learned that he also very much was in favor of the legislation that outlaws selling and buying of raw milk in North Dakota. And I'm a firm believer in liberty. I'm a firm believer that people need to make the best choices for themselves. And when the government thinks that they can make all the decisions because they know all the right things for us, a lot of things go wrong. You know, I've been in healthcare for 35 years. I've sat and watched Medicare and Medicaid and how that gets run. And, you know, to tell you the truth, Scott, bureaucracy rarely does the best thing for the people. We think we are going to be safer and we allow these regulations to come in. And instead of safer, we're actually endangered. I mean, other things come about and things we didn't expect come about and we lose our freedoms. And I think that, you know, this whole candidacy has just made me stronger in that. I think I started out strong and I think I've ended up stronger. I've always wanted my next generation to be able to hope and dream and have a future. You know, I was thinking about my father, who had a seventh grade education and made a very successful life for himself here in North Dakota. And I want to believe that our next generations have the same opportunity. And I don't believe they will if we don't stand up and get real brave about fighting for our liberty.
Judy Estensen is with us. We talked last hour with Doug Goring. The two are facing off for the Republican nomination for Ag Commissioner at the convention in Minot this weekend. Just a couple of minutes left with her. What issue do you hear from the delegates when you're out and about and you're at all these conventions? What's the issue that people are most concerned about?
Well, I think people are concerned about agriculture. I talk to a lot of young farmers and ranchers, and they've been regulated and regulated, and they want someone who will stand up and they know will be the guardian of agriculture. But, you know, I've also done tons of calling, and what I find is I'm here at this convention, and I am excited. I'm excited because people have listened, people have heard my message, people are supporting me, and people are undecided. And that's just exciting to me because to me that says we have Republicans who are really weighing in on who will be the best candidate in the fall. They're not just going with the incumbent because he's a Republican incumbent. They're saying we have two Republicans and we're going to make the best choice for our party at the end of this weekend.
So is it your sense that the majority of delegates at this point are undecided on this race?
I think there's a lot of strong Judy supporters, and there's a lot of strong Doug supporters, and there's a whole lot of people who are making up their mind this weekend in Minot.
And that's from your perspective, you see that as having, hey, I've done my job, right? I've gone out and presented my candidacy, and I'm up against an incumbent, and if folks are undecided, that's a good thing?
You know, Scott, I've done my job the best I can. You know, one thing I want to leave with you is that some of the naysayers think I'm just a Farm Bureau candidate. That is so not true. Anyone that knows Judy Estensen knows that she's Judy Estensen. She's not the Farm Bureau. She has a lot of agreement with the Farm Bureau. The Farm Bureau has endorsed her for that reason, but she is not the Farm Bureau. I also have the Liberty North Dakota people behind me because they know I stand strong for freedom. Property rights, protecting property rights, protecting our rights in general. So you know what? I think we're here. We're strong. People need to get to meet the candidate, put all the other stuff aside, and let's unite as a party and bring out the strongest candidate in the fall. And I believe that I can beat Ryan Taylor as well.
Have you been calling all the delegates yourself? And I'd like you to speak about this robocall situation. Some people suggesting either your campaign or the Farm Bureau had paid for robocalls. Do you know anything about that?
That's absolutely not true. I've been making all the delegate calls pretty much myself. I've had a little bit of help from my son and one friend. It's really hard to call 1,000 people. I'll tell you what, you get brain numb by the time you're done. But I have been trying to personally touch all the candidates. What happened with that, again, is something that the Farm Bureau has answered. I don't know why I have to answer it. I'm the candidate. I had nothing to do with it. They contracted with someone to do a survey. It was not Robo. That company has taken responsibility. They had checked into North Dakota law and felt they were doing the right thing. It had nothing to do with this candidate. I wish I could just say, let's talk about Judy. If you get my drift.
How many of the 1,000 do you think you've talked to?
I bet I have talked to 500, maybe more. That doesn't mean I've talked to 500. It means I've called over 500 numbers, left voice messages. And, you know, obviously the last delegation list came out yesterday. And seriously, I just felt like those people are going to have to come and meet me. They're just going to have to touch me. I wish I could touch them all with a personal phone call.
Well, they're all gathered in Minot this weekend, and that's the point of it. The vote will be on Sunday. Judy Estensen, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Scott.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fats, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The normal or nuts survey question of whether or not it is normal or nuts that only 25% of Americans took all their paid vacation time in 2013. Here's some of your comments. Simon says that's nuts. Joe says that's sad. Lloyd says, I guess it's all in who you are. They were gone, you know, Scott. Good times with the family. Also, if everyone took theirs, maybe another person would be hired to cover for the people gone. Carrie says, nuts and a sad commentary on the value we place on material things. Levi says, people probably can't afford to do anything if they got the time off. Mike says, surprised no one has mentioned the president yet. That's okay with me. But I guess I did earlier to say I think it's more of an indictment on the economy, to tell you the truth. Carol says it's nuts. Doyle says most people carry over vacation. If I had 3 weeks, I'd take one or two and carry one or two over. That way I'd have 5 or 6 weeks. Everybody did that where I worked, so I'd say this is normal. Ron says, so most Americans are lazy bums? David says most employers have gone to use it or lose it, paid time off. Ryan says, well, we have to keep working. Can't take off time. Millions of people on welfare are depending on us to pay taxes. Anyway, interesting viewpoints on that one. And you can weigh in if you'd like. Another fun one today. We didn't get a chance to talk about this, but we got some folks weighing in on it on Facebook. Did you see this story that suggests that the cure to curb obesity is to have healthier food be cheaper? Now, this one I thought was a little nuts. This way of thinking to me is a little nuts. But Catherine agreed. She said, I agree. Compare the prices between regular and organic foods. Organic costs twice as much. Matt says, that's baloney. Healthy foods are cheap. People are just too lazy to buy them and cook something with them. They'd rather just be lazy and buy the unhealthy ready-to-eat food. And, by the way, Catherine, organic does not equal healthy, says Matt. Sherry says, I don't think it's about organic versus non-organic, and in some cases these days organic is the same price as non, but I do question the claim that healthy food is more expensive. You hear it a lot, but without much in the way of specifics. Here's my take on this, just to throw in another opinion. Isn't the problem, if we're saying, you know, okay, obesity is the problem, and I guess that would lead to poor health choices. Isn't it more often the decision to say, well, I'll have the burger rather than the fruit, or, you know, pick your other? That's a personal choice. You know, I don't think it's about, oh, gosh, the burger is way cheaper than the tofu. I don't. I don't, you know, I think if the burger and tofu are side by side, guess which one's going to win, Todd? 99% of the time, in my view. Burger, tofu, same price. Which one wins in your view?
Gee, let me think.
Pizza.
Not much of a tofu guy, are you?
Pizza or melon, which one wins, do you think? Yeah. Macaroni and cheese or granola, which one do you think is going to win? These kind of utopian views kind of make me a little kooky, in case you hadn't noticed. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just waiting for the
Todd
tofu.
Can't answer this question, Laser. We've stumped him. Maybe Mark can answer. Mark and Bismarck.
People to call you all irate now. But
all right, the tofu crowd, have at it. Mark and Bismarck, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just had an observation. You know, the county's putting up a new shop out on 80th Street on the east end of Bismarck, and the Heritage Centers have been under construction. It seems like forever, and their progress has been so incredibly slow. And then you look at what Super Value is doing out on Centennial Road out by UPS, and their building is going up at lightning speed. Now, is it just my imagination, or do these governments drag their feet and just waste money when it comes to building things? And the other thing about the county building on 80th Street is they put up these big wood, these big dirt berms, and have created two blind spots on that road. So I don't know if their risk manager is listening or not, but he needs to do something about that, because they've made that road very dangerous now, because you can't see traffic coming out of the shop or on 42nd Avenue. So just an observation. It just seems like when there's governments involved building buildings, they're just very inefficient.
Well, I don't think that would be much of a newsflash, but I would say this. If we're taking, for instance, the Heritage Center addition and contrasting it with the Super Value warehouse, kind of apples and oranges there. Obviously, pretty, you know, you can just tell from the Heritage Center project that that's a, you know, there's a lot of, well, it's a museum, right? It's you know, it's different than a warehouse. So
they got up four walls in a week, okay? And they've been working on the Heritage Center for 2 years now. And they put up all that outside stone work wrong, and then they had to hire someone else to do it right. Let me tell you something. If that was done by private industry, it had been done right the first time, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I would think they're hiring the same person. I don't know who's to blame, and I don't particularly remember on that particular situation. But you're not going to get an argument out of me, Mark. The government, by and large, is going to be, you know, is going to take longer and mess things up. I just didn't know if it was a fair apples-to-apples comparison of a warehouse versus a museum. One's going to take longer than the other.
Yeah. The other comment is that, like I said, if Burley County is interested in risk management at all, they will change their landscaping out by the new county shop on 80th Street, because They have put up 15-foot walls of dirt. You know, these big berms, they look nice. They look like a golf course, okay? But they've created blind spots. And people have already been killed at the intersection of 42nd Avenue and 80th Street in the past.
All right, Mark, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I guess the tofu or burger question is going to have to hang in the balance till Monday because we're out of time. Todd, have a great weekend.
You too.
And same to you, listeners. God bless you. Thank you for listening to What's On Your Mind. Have a fabulous weekend. We are back Monday on What's On Your Mind. Busy show.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expresswayhotels.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.